Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we are not discussing page 12 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, because this page is just a lot of stuff about the hazy past that the player characters aren't supposed to know. It's all spoilers. Therefore, once again, we must turn to dumb vampire tricks. I'm going to roll for a random discipline, and we're going to talk about it for a while. And we're not even going to have to talk about the secret ritual. I'm sorry, I mentioned the secret ritual. I mean, tomorrow we're going to find out about the secret ritual anyway, but not in the detail that's gone into in this page. So just promise that you will not even think about the secret ritual. Forget I ever said anything. That always works. Surefire way to kill a secret ritual. By the way, that is basically a summary of how a lot of dumbass vampires try to hide this secret ritual in Vampire the Masquerade lore on this page. I won't get into details, but essentially imagine a furious elder vampire pointing at a bunch of other vampires and saying, "Hey, I hate that. Stop knowing that." And they're all like, "Okay." And he's like, "That's better." Anyway, enough about that. Who needs secret rituals when we've got Dominate? This will be easy. Dominate's a classic vampire mind control. Easy to talk about. Also important to know about because Dominate's a big fucking deal in Vampire. And perhaps its centrality to Vampire is why it gets fun little special rules. A lot of vampire disciplines, it's all dots and dice and attribute plus ability. Dominate's a little more flavorful. Rule one of Dominate: can't dominate a vampire that has a lower generation than you. Normally, you can use your vampire powers freely on other vampires, regardless of generation, but Dominate is special. You cannot dominate a lower generation vampire. The hierarchy of vampire being is baked into this discipline. Secondly, you have to have eye contact to dominate. Now, there are special dominate powers that can remove this restriction, but generally speaking, for almost all dominate powers, you got to have eye contact. I love this. I love the fact that you actually do have spooky hypnotic eyes. If they can't see your spooky hypnotic eyes, it doesn't work. I remember, in fact, a debate back in the 90s about this. Like, what effect do sunglasses have on this? Obviously, Vampire the Masquerade, goth punk world, a sunglasses-rich environment. What happens if you put on sunglasses to try to protect yourself from Dominate? But they brought down the hammer on that idea. They very quickly established no sunglasses, not even Ray-Bans, can protect you from Dominate. And in fact, if you wear sunglasses such that your eyes aren't visible, then you can't dominate other people. The victim needs to be able to see the dominating vampire's eyes, and there needs to be eye contact, but not vice versa. The victim's eyes don't have to be visible. This is very flavorful. It also leads to a situation where if you fuck around with your players enough as a storyteller, as soon as anybody says anything in a goddamn social situation, immediately everybody's like, "I don't look them in the eyes. I turn around. I look at the wall. I look down at my shoes. I cover my eyes with my hands," just in case somebody's about to bust out some dominate. Which honestly, I don't hate. It would be a very sensible thing to do if you were a naive young vampire who's not really involved in vampire politics and all this is new to you. You'd want to protect yourself from mind control, the prospect of which is horrifying. And maybe you wouldn't initially realize that in a vampire social situation, this makes you look like a person who, as soon as someone says anything to them, just like puts their hands up and starts covering their face in case they start getting punched. Doesn't make people think, "Wow, that's a real smart guy. Good job protecting yourself, smart new friend." Anyway, special dominate rule number three, you have to give verbal commands. It doesn't just establish direct control over the person's mind. In most cases, again, there are exceptions. Normally, you have to direct the victim exactly what you want them to do, and they do it exactly that way. They don't exercise creativity. They don't use judgment. They just do what you told them to do as they understood it. So it's different from presence, which can make people feel things and therefore act on their own initiative and show some personality. Dominate just directly gives someone a command and like cuts through their whole personality and thought process and directly makes them do a thing. First thought of Dominate: command. This allows you to give a one-word command to your victim. You can weave it into a sentence if you want. You can't command the victim to do something directly harmful to themselves. As of V20, the role is manipulation plus intimidation. I seem to remember that in some versions of the game, it's charisma. This power is limited by the one-word aspect of it, and then connected to that, the fact that you can't command someone to do something that is directly harmful to themselves, that conflicts with their nature, that's vastly inappropriate to the situation. So like, if somebody's running over to pummel you and you manage to make eye contact with them and say sleep, they're probably not going to fall asleep. It's totally counter to the situation. However, within limits, it works really well. And by the way, before you ask, yes, that is exactly what Jacob Prester did to Emerson Wilkerson III in Alien Hunger. He slapped the shit out of him and then said sleep, and Emerson slept. That's because Emerson's a dweeb. There's no accounting for that in the rules. It's a one-of-a-kind eventuality. I say is, was a dweeb. Or, now being deceased, possibly he is somewhere a ghost dweeb. We have no way of knowing. We're not covering Wraith. Ghost dweebs are outside my jurisdiction. Dominate number two, mesmerize. This is where you can give multi-word commands. You can also give post-hypnotic suggestions, so you tell someone they're going to do something on a given trigger, and then they do it when it comes up later. This is manipulation plus leadership. This is vastly more useful than command, because it can be a thing for a later time frame, and also because you can give context, you can give details, you can kind of work around some of the restrictions. You can't get someone to do something directly harmful to themselves, but you can kind of talk them around to a harmful situation. Also, you have multiple words to convey a full thought. Always the test for mind control powers, can you get someone to get you something from the fridge? As powerful as Dominate 1 is, you can't really, because in one word, you can't convey to someone to get you a specific thing from the fridge, unless you so routinely call upon them. Like, if you're in the habit of holding out your hand and saying beer and having this person bring you a beer, then you know what? Your life is already pretty fucking sweet. Also fucked up, in all likelihood, but pretty cushy. You probably don't even need Dominate at that point. In the normal course of events, you couldn't direct someone to do something like that in one word. So Dominate 2, fantastic power. Top tier power. Even better, potentially, is Dominate 3, the forgetful mind. Memory manipulation. You can erase people's memories, rewrite people's memories. Makes feeding so much goddamn easier. Once you've got Dominate 3, you can look someone in the eyes, tell them to go somewhere, tell them to stand still while you feed on them, then look them in the eyes again and remove their memory that you ever fed on them and walk away. Not as fun as seduction, not as exciting as, you know, pouncing on somebody and pinning them to the alley wall or whatever, but also those things tend to blow back on you. And they take up time at the table, they complicate your existence. Dominate 2 and 3, quick, easy, and also just like any time a scene goes wrong, jump in there with forgetful mind, change the relevant person's memory of what happened, you just leave, you could try again later. Imagine the freedom of being able to bail out of a conversation, look someone in the eyes and say, you know what, this conversation didn't go the way that I expected it to, so I'm wiping the slate, forget about it, never happened, try again tomorrow. That's such a useful social maneuver, I truly wish people could use it on me. It's not even about the power, it's about the savings in time and energy. Dominate 4 is where these powers start to get more situational, even as they get more powerful. Conditioning, this is a thing where you dominate someone over and over and over again. At a certain point, the victim becomes so beaten down, you can dominate them without looking in their eyes. They pretty much automatically have to follow your commands whenever you give them. However, this does tend to sort of destroy someone's willpower and individuality, so you risk turning a useful servant into a useless automaton by doing this to them. Very evil, very powerful. You don't necessarily need a lot of flesh robots wandering around being unspeakably loyal to you if they're just like doing your laundry. You got ghouls for that. Ghouls are bloodbound to you. They love you. When they're doing your laundry, if they notice that your socks are in pretty bad shape, they'll buy you some new socks. Out of the goodness, well, I say the goodness of their hearts. Out of the deep evil that has corrupted their hearts. But the point is you get the socks. A dominated servitor will wash your socks until they disintegrate and never make a move to proactively help you out. So if you don't want to have to micromanage, conditioning is of limited use. Finally, five dots of dominate, possession. This allows you to utterly possess a human being. You take over their body. Your mind goes into their body. Again, this is a very powerful, very situational ability. You can't use it on supernatural beings. The way I read the rules, you can't use it on other people's ghouls, that you can't use it on your own. It allows you to go out in the sun, kind of, but only as long as you and your own vampire body can stay awake, which is very difficult. So very niche, but very powerful. Overall, I got to give Dominate 5 out of 5 pints of blood. This is a killer dumb vampire trick. The utility, the theme, the flavor. If you want to play a vampire doing vampire shit, you really can't do better than Dominate. And it gives you a reliable way to feed, which is one of those things that I wish were really baked into Vampire the Masquerade character creation. It is too goddamn easy to make a vampire who has no effective way of feeding. We ran into this with Marcus in Vampire Drama Club. 3 dots of Auspex. So like, great, you can see auras. You can do object readings. These are wonderful vampire powers, but how do you bite someone on the neck and drink their blood and then just go on with your night and not create a vampire panic in Denver, Colorado? Marcus has no tools for this job. That's why he's always sucking down this cow blood. He just doesn't have the discipline set for feeding. And that's how you end up out in the fucking cow pasture, getting chased around by werewolves and farmers and God knows what. It would be nice if every vampire came automatically with a discipline that's useful for feeding. Anyway, that's it for Dominate. Join me next time when we move on to that secret ritual you forgot about on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.